USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says he's leaving it to the White House and House Democrats to work out a stimulus package to help the U.S. economy. The Senate Majority Leader speaking today on Capitol Hill.
Secretary of the Treasury is going to have ball control for the administration, and I expect that will speak for us as well. And we're hoping that he and the Speaker can pull this together so that we end up not playing partisan games at a time which seems to me to cry out for bipartisan, bicameral agreement. That's what I'm hoping to see and hoping to see pretty soon.
President Trump also says he's consulted with White House doctors and has not been tested for the coronavirus, but is feeling fine. Harvey Weinstein is to be sentenced on Wednesday after being found guilty of first-degree criminal sexual act and third-degree rape. Weinstein could get up to 30 years behind bars. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is being challenged over gun rights.
You need more guns. You need more guns in America with handguns than there are what you call assault rifles. Why are you advocating for assault rifles when people are dying by handguns?
A Detroit auto worker at the Fiat Chrysler plant confronted Biden on Tuesday, saying the Democratic presidential candidate wants to undo this Second Amendment. Biden says he only wants a ban on assault weapons. The NFL Players Association is extending the voting deadline on a new collective bargaining agreement. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The deadline for players to vote on a new NFL collective bargaining agreement has been moved from Thursday of this week to this coming Saturday. The new CBA proposes adding a 17th regular season game for all teams as well as two additional roster spots per team.
It's unclear if any changes will be in the new collective bargaining agreement. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House says President Trump will skip the annual bipartisan St. Patrick's Day lunch at the Capitol and blamed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The annual luncheon is meant to celebrate long-standing relations between the United States and Ireland. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham on why the move was made.
I think that right now he's got a lot of work to do. He's got briefings on the coronavirus. We'll be doing our own thing at the White House for St. Patrick's Day. I think it's exactly true. We don't need to deal with any more of her, you know, little games and her little ripping up of paper. Who knows what she's got planned for this? And that's not what the country should be focused on, is her games and her politics. So the president's going to stay at the White House and work on behalf of the American people. His not attending a lunch does not mean that anything with Northern Ireland is anything less than great.
Susan Spungen is a cook, food stylist, recipe developer, and author. She has a new book out titled Open Kitchen, Inspired Food for the Casual Gatherings. And one of the things I asked Spungen is if people are still cooking food these days.
Well, you know, I guess there's just, you know, at least two kinds of people. But I think there's a lot of people who are cooking very avidly. And then, of course, there are others who cook less. But, you know, if my Instagram is any indication, there are so many people that are just cooking all of the time. And it's really almost become like a sport.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.